Man, I don't know, man. It's been a minute. A lot going on. But last time I was talking about the Stop Asian Hate stuff, you know. So I was watching Comedy Hype. And it was kind of piggybacking off of a comment that this jeweler slash ex hip-hop A&R Asian guy named Ben Baller was saying. This is continuing on, you know, it's gaining momentum. You know, it's really starting to become something because I noticed a few things, but let me just stay with the Ben Baller. So Ben Baller had, in so many words, said that he pretty much supports the black community blindly. He thinks the Stop Asian Hate is some kind of propaganda tool. And it's not really real. Yeah, there are some black people that are attacking Asians, but this is largely some kind of narrative that the media is pushing. And most black people, besides making racist jokes, don't have this contempt or hate for Asian people. And he says that a lot of Asian people that are elders, they disrespected a lot of black people when they were in their hoods selling them stuff. You know, we just got to keep it real all the way around. So I've seen a few Asians who are kind of woke, that kind of realize, okay, you know what, this is some stuff that's being pushed by the mainstream media, right? Like, there could be somebody saying blacks attack whites, right? And then they just, every random crime where a black person is hitting a white person, they're saying that black people are attacking whites, right? And then it doesn't matter if it happens in Pittsburgh, it doesn't matter if it happens in Alaska, if it happens in Utah, Arizona, California, Texas, whatever. They take these little clips of these crimes, and they kind of make it seem like they, you know, they put it online to gain some momentum, right? So, I respect Ben, what Ben Baller said, because David Chang had kind of said the same thing too. David Wong. Eddie Wong. I keep getting them mixed up, you know, because I've read David Chang's book, who's a popular chef, and David Chang is not at all like one of these wannabe black type Asians. Eddie Wong adopts a lot of black culture. But, you know, the thing is, if you're going to adopt black culture, if you're at least respectful, that's cool. So Eddie Wong had kind of said some stuff where it was not quite as bold as Ben Baller. But Eddie Wong was kind of like, hey, you know, I really haven't had any issues with black people like that. And Jeremy Lin just kind of needs to suck it up and be a man. So, on Comedy Hype, it's this channel on YouTube, the panelists are up there and they're piggybacking off what he said and they're giving their response. And they tended to say that, hey, you know what? This is what I'm talking about. You know, I'm on board with the Asians. And we need to click up together, and we're all in this together. We're in the same fight. And Capone had said that, and the other woman had said that. And I'm just like, what? This goes along with some of the crazy stuff that Charles Barkley has been saying. Because Charles Barkley likes to put out this narrative that, you know, hey, black people, white people, we're all the same. Don't you understand? You know, I'm kind of more woke than the wokest person. Because it's along the lines of what Fred Hampton was talking about. Hey, man, you know, when he went to the Ku Klux Klan, it's not really, you know, hey, man, black and white, hey, that's not really the problem. The problem is capitalism. So, you know, the white people are using, the rich white people are using the poor white people, too. And They're kind of using all of us, man. It's all a part of a big scam, man, to make us against each other. You know, like, we all just need to get along. We're all good people. This whole white supremacy stuff, this is just something that the capitalists like to push. I mean, the capitalists like to push. So, kind of snap out of it and wake up, man. It's all about being good, being a good person. So it was along the lines of that, like, we're all in this together, but except we're fighting against white supremacy, right? And this got me to the point where I'm like, you know what? Because I've been listening to a lot of Saran, and I've been listening to a lot of her videos, and she kind of hit it right, the nail on the head. Like, you know what? It, like, white supremacy is, the word is just being, ever since Trump has been in office, media has been using that word, like, I mean, they're almost watering it down. It doesn't mean anything, you know. When you say white supremacist, you think of some fringe white guy that's on a computer, who joined QAnon on 8chan or 4chan, and this guy is just making memes all day, trolling Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Black Lives Matter, whatever the case may be. And this guy is just like, this guy is just trolling, and he's sitting there talking about how he's going to do some kind of domestic terrorism. So that's what the media has done. They've kind of like, okay, well, liberal left, white people, we're not the racists. It's the Make America Great Again hat wearing, you know, hey, it's the Trump supporting white people that are the problem. That's what they've made white supremacy. It's almost become a parody of what the actual word is. So when black people use that, I'm seeing black people use that in the same context, that almost takes away the efficacy of what the word actually means, because it's been so watered down. You got white people now who can say, hey, I'm fighting against white supremacy. I was at some march down there with George Floyd when the coronavirus hit, and I was down there marching with the black people, and I'm fighting white supremacy too, right? And it's just become a thing where white supremacy, the word, is just not, you know what I mean? And then the thing, it's not even worth it, because when you go on YouTube or you go on these different platforms and just saying the word white supremacy, that automatically gets you demonetized, or that automatically gets some flags thrown on you, or, you know, your page reported or your video reported. So it's almost like pointless to even use that. So the problem is anti-blackness, just like Saran said. And they said, oh, yeah, you know, we're, and the thing is, hey, I respect Asians that think like how Ben Baller had said, you know, he's not condoning any of the violence that's going on with his people, so he has to stick up for that. But at the same time, he realizes that largely this is a narrative that the media is pushing to drive a wedge between blacks and Asians. And I already see it going to a place where, hey, man, in a weird way, it's working. And I'll tell you why it's working. But first, let me just stay on track with Ben Baller. So Ben Baller, like I say, I respect Asians who think, or who have that same kind of mindset as Ben Baller, especially if you adopt the black culture, and you adopt the black culture to a point where it's like you look like a parody. Like, this is what you think black people look like. Right? So I respect people that have respect for the culture. But, you know, when I say this like from the bottom of my heart, we're not in the same struggle, man. We're not fighting white supremacy together. That whole myth, that is false. You know, a lot of Asians are largely searching for just their seat at the table. They're like, hey, man, I'm trying to get a seat at the table. Largely, I'm just trying to get a seat at the white man's table. Just like how there's some blacks that are like, look, I don't care anything about this damn Black Lives Matter and any of this shit. I'm trying to sign a deal with Cadillac, or I'm trying to sign a deal with some big corporation. I just seen something where Tamika Mallory signed with Cadillac. I just seen something else where the Me Too woman, I forget what her name is, Tarana Burke, she signed some kind of docuseries where it's just going to be kind of pulling out some kind of film deal where she's just going to be advertising black pain. And when I say black pain, this is just going to be black flatness. Like, we're not talking about black Americans. We're just talking about blacks. If your skin is black, this kind of flat approach to blackness. And I'm seeing a lot of activists, they're cashing out because it's become so much of a trend. And white supremacy has become so watered down. Just saying white supremacy, it doesn't even make a white person cringe anymore. It's almost like, it's like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm against white supremacy too. I got Trump out of office. So yeah, that's white supremacy. I got white supremacy out. And it's just, it's so fucking watered down right now that it's like, you know, no, the fucking problem is anti-blackness. And back to what I'm saying, a lot of these activists are cashing out. They don't even, it's not the same anymore, what I'm trying to say. And I say that to say, the black struggle is entirely different. Because black people, we're getting our brains blown out, right? And all respect to the Asian community, I'm pretty sure there are instances where an Asian man had got shot down by a cop. But largely, the problem is them killing a lot of unarmed blacks and a lot of these cops getting off and they getting away with it, right? And that's what the problem is right now. And, you know, us as black people, man, we so quick to throw on a cape and be like, yeah, man, we fighting the same struggle. And it's like, dude, do you understand that Asians are trying to actually reverse, you know, the affirmative action laws that kind of help them, all of the laws that help them get their little spots in college, whatever. They're like, hell, now we could just bring our children inside the school on a legacy thing. Let's just reverse all of that affirmative action stuff. And this stuff is really going on. You know, you could go look this stuff up. Asians are actively trying to reverse the affirmative actions, and they largely are being successful. So we are not in the same fight. You know, they're in this thing where they're like, look, we're trying to get a piece of the white American pie, and blacks are in the way. I mean, just like any other group, if there's some immigrant and they happen to be black, and largely they come from a continent where they have these stereotypes about black Americans, they're going to somewhere believe the same thing. Like, look, I'm not no lazy black American. I'm not a ghetto black American. I actually get out here and I work. I actually go to school and I study and I'm smart. And they want to prove to the white man how they could get their position under this system, this hierarchy of anti-blackness. You know what I mean? Not even realize how they're being used to be pitted against us, even though we have the same skin color and we're quote unquote black. So, you know, it's like, no, man, we're not in the same struggle, man. If you're a black American person in the United States, you need to be outraged at some of the stuff that you're seeing. And I'll say this before I go to work. You know why I'm saying this black versus Asian stuff is working? Because some workers at Google, they were complaining about this song called that YG has called Meet the Flockers. Now, I'm a fan of YG's music. I've heard Meet the Flockers. I know exactly what they're talking about. Yeah, you could call it racist. I'm not going to bullshit you and say that red is green or blue is yellow. I'm gonna tell you straight up, yeah, it's racist. It's talking about him breaking inside, like, you know, him specifically picking out Asian homes because he knows that Asian homes like to have safes. So he raps that out in a song, but it doesn't really get any outrage until maybe like years down the line. So the workers at Google had said, look, you need to take this song down. It's extremely racist. So what they did was YouTube, they took the song off. Next thing you know, Spotify, iTunes, all of these different streaming networks, streaming groups, they removed the album off of their streaming sites. So you can't even go download this song, right? And you can't even get this song. If you don't have this song already in your phone, you're not able to listen to this song if you haven't already downloaded it. So they got him out of there. They're like, hey, so we're going to him and we want an apology from him. Mind you, YG had already apologized to I forget what community, right? I forgot what community he apologized to, right? You know. And then black people are like, well, look, he can shoot and kill black people all day. And some of these same Asian people are going to the YG concert who love hip hop, saying nigga, screaming nigga all motherfucking day. But all of a sudden, right? All of a sudden, it's a problem when he talks about robbing you. Now, he can rob and kill black people, as many black people as he want, in a black neighborhood. However, you know, when it comes to you and your people, that's a no-go. So you see the hypocrisy. And there's actually a TED Talk of this white guy saying, he talks about the hypocrisy of the music industry, how, you know, they were going in on Rick Ross for saying Papa Molly or Slip a Molly and date rape. But they have nothing to say about some of the egregious things that are put on records by black people towards black people. And then another thing was Exhibit. He has some kind of cannabis that he came out with called napalm. And the napalm cannabis, they moved it off the shelf because people were complaining that the name napalm was racist. And this is by TMZ. You could just type in Exhibit TMZ. So this stuff is picking up momentum, man. This stuff is really picking up momentum. And Exhibit had to go online and say, hey, look, I didn't have any intention of naming this something racist. Like, I, you know, he's just completely flabbergasted. He can't believe it. So, you know, go check that out. And that's my little 18 minutes I had to get off my chest, man, because I was holding it in. And I'm out.